Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Carmen Jones from WAFED. We're talking about something very special coming to the Castle Country for the holiday season. It's the WAFED Bank Food and Toy Drive. That's going to be running from November 1st until December 19th. Carmen, it's a pleasure to have you in today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me in. I appreciate it myself.
And, you know, it really is the time of giving here in the Castle Country. I feel like every year when November rolls around, you're going to start seeing events like this, people getting out, just getting involved in the community. So over at WAFED, what inspired you to put on this food and toy drive?
Well, we've done a food drive for a while. We ended up not doing it last year, and I can't even remember why, but we were like, let's bring it back this year. And let's do, like, add toys in there just in case, because we had some people ask if we were also taking toys. So we just thought, you know what, let's bring it back. This year seems to be impacting a lot of people, and so we really just wanted to give back again to the community. We would love to fill our box. We have a box right in our lobby, right through the front doors that people can drop off in. We know that there are lots of drives going on, so we are just an additional option for people to contribute to.
You know, you can have too much of a lot of things, but I don't think food drives or toy drives, you can really have too many of ever.
Nope. I agree 100% that you can never have too many, especially for such a good cause.
Yeah. And when we're looking at, we'll start with the food side of things. What kind of items are you looking for when it comes to food donations?
Of course, non-perishable. We're looking for anything to fill the shelves of the food bank. As we continue, we have our drive is about a month and a half. So as they come in, we're going to take donations to the food bank as they fill up so that they're not sitting there forever. So if we do get anything that is fruits or anything like that, we'll take that immediately over to the food bank to make sure it doesn't go bad. But just, yeah, your non-perishables, proteins, anything that we could do, meals, boxed meals, chilies, anything along those lines that can help.
You know, as a former college student, having those canned proteins is truly a godsend. I mean, canned tuna, you really get a taste for it. And it really is just a great protein, a great way to stay fed. So things like that, always a great donation. Now, when you look at the toy side of things, what are you looking for in terms of toys? Are you looking for boxed, unboxed? What's kind of the criteria you're looking to fill?
New is preferable. We plan on taking our new toys and helping supplement the United Way with their Angel Tree program, because I know that they end up covering a lot of those themselves. So that was one of our goals. If they are gently used, we do have some, we've reached out to like the CJC, that's the Children's Justice Center, and to local, the little kids, the like little learners, friends.
Yes.
I totally lost that word. Anyways, take them to those kind of places if they're gently used.
Yeah, so it's a wide variety you're trying to serve both with the food and the toys. New for the Angel Tree, of course, and then also just spreading that love across the Castle Country. Now, as you look at this drive from your position over at WAFED, why is this event important to you?
I've always just loved giving back, and I myself was a poor college kid and then moved right into a situation where I needed help on occasion, and just giving back. No one can focus if they're hungry. No one can. You're not thriving, and this isn't about just living a life. It's about thriving in life to me, and just giving back to the people that we interact with every day.
Yeah, no, and these are people who, you know, you're walking by every day in the street, the people you're talking to on a daily basis. Sometimes they might find themselves in need of some assistance, because that's just how life is sometimes. Sometimes you need that extra bit of help, and this is a drive that will help provide that extra lift to those who are in need. Now, if there's someone on the fence right now, they're kind of on the fence, should I go in, should I not? What would you tell them to kind of encourage them to get out and donate to this cause?
Any cause, really. Just think about any time that maybe you've needed help. Maybe think about when you go hungry, and if you have a little extra and give back, what a great opportunity then to give back to the people in our community than to just donate to a food drive. We are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. The box is right inside the lobby, so it is literally 2 feet inside the door. You don't even have to come in and search for it. If you struggle to get out of your car, I am happy to come out and gather it for you. So We come through the drive-through and ring our bell, and we'll come out and get it if you need us to.
Yeah, let's help create a cycle of giving here in the Castle Country. Carmen, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, our guest, Carmen Jones, and we're talking about WaFed Bank's Food and Toy Drive beginning on November 1st and running until December 19th. You can stop by and donate both food and toys at WaFed at 30 East Main Street in Price from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. And for more Castle Country focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.